HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. Wow, what a busy month. With holiday events and travel filling up the schedule, I've barely had a chance to breathe so far this December. Several weeks ago, I had the pleasure of speaking with students from the Hospitality, Tourism, and Event Department at Metropolitan State University in Denver. This was my third speaking engagement at Metro, and I'm so impressed with the students there. Tourism is a huge part of Colorado's economy, so it's no surprise that this is one of the top tourism departments in the country. And now, Colorado State University has just introduced a new online Master's in Tourism Management program with an emphasis on sustainable business models and a holistic approach to the tourism industry, which already offers a BS in Natural Resource Recreation and Tourism. Anyway, I'm off to Cripple Creek this weekend. On the agenda, a tour of the museum district, and of course a little gambling, although I admit I'm not much for losing money, so I prefer penny slots as opposed to blackjack. The towns of Cripple Creek and Victor are just 5 miles apart, and they have a rich history surrounding mining. Over 100 years ago, tens of thousands of men and women converged on this area in search of fortune in the form of gold. They left in their wake lots of colorful stories and the occasional ghost. Martin the Ghost is said to live at the Rush Casino and Hotel, located in an historic building on Bennett Avenue. That's where we'll be staying, and I have mixed feelings about running into Martin, although the word is that he's a benevolent spirit. Perhaps he'll loosen some slots for me. Cripple Creek is just 2 hours from Denver and 45 minutes from Colorado Springs, which surprised me, because for some reason, for all these years, I thought it was much further south. I'm really looking forward to exploring a new place that I've never visited before, so watch for a write-up about our experience soon on HeidiTown.com. And speaking of HeidiTown, I wanted to share one of my favorite posts from this past month with you. My top 5 gifts made in Colorado post is proving rather popular. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, I always put out a top 5 list of some sort, and last year it was the top 5 Colorado Christmas towns, which, by the way, is still trending according to Google Analytics. This year, I decided to share my picks for the top 5 made in Colorado gifts for 2012. The prerequisite for making my list was that the product produced by the company had to be manufactured in Colorado, and this is actually harder than you might think to find. I solicited help from friends and have a long list of companies in the notes section of HeidiTown's Facebook page of those companies that didn't make the top 5 list, but were favorites of my readers. Lots of good companies are listed there, especially specialty food producers, and you can find many of these folks at winter markets around the state. Go to HeidiTown.com to see who made the top 5 list. Also remember, every Friday I have a featured festival on the site, so that's a convenient way to do some planning for the winter season. For those of you in Fort Collins, remember to keep tabs on everything that's happening this holiday season at downtownfortcollins.com. If you'd like a memorable Christmas experience this year, I'd highly recommend heading to Golden. This is a Colorado town that loves Christmas. Not only does the town dress up for the holidays every Saturday in December, they have the old Golden Christmas Parade on Washington Avenue. While in the area, visit Santa at the Colorado Railroad Museum. For more information, go to visitgolden.com. And now for a little housekeeping. You can help KRFC by taking the community survey at krfcfm.org. There are about 30 questions, and your participation will help KRFC going forward into 2013. And guess what? By filling out the survey, you'll get a thank you from the radio station in the form of music downloads and even a chance to win a 3-day winter getaway. So get over to krfcfm.org and take the survey today. That's all the time I have for this week. As always, feel free to connect with me via social media. That's Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. And please stop by HeidiTown.com to see what's new. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I will see you online or at an event near you.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.